As promised, we are joined right now by a three-time World Series winner as a player, a World Series MVP, a two-time ALCS MVP, a Roberto Clemente Award winner, a member of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum Hall of Fame Class of 2019. Today, he appears courtesy of Zen Bomb. We are joined by Dave Stewart. And Stu, you and I spoke earlier this week. Your mother passed away earlier in the week. Again, I want to say how sorry I am and share my condolences. Stu, how are you and your family doing right now?
You know, for anybody that's ever gone through it, and we're just putting it together. I mean, 63 years of my life, she's been the staple. She's been the backbone of my family and who I am, and so we're just putting the pieces together, and I don't think it's ever a feeling that you'll ever get used to, but you know, we're just trying to make the adjustments day by day without her.
Dave Stewart's my guest. Stu, when you and I spoke earlier, you also mentioned the fact that your mom had eight kids. She worked two jobs. I'm curious, how much of your strength, both in life and in your career, comes from her?
I can tell you without a doubt, 100% of it, work ethic, just who I am. I mean, my mother was a hard worker. She was a person that believed that if you started something, then you finish it. She cared about people. She's from New Orleans, and if you know anybody from New Orleans, there's nobody that's not your friend. And so a lot of those are qualities and traits that I was able to fortunately get from my mother. And I mean, she's just a great woman.
Dave Stewart, my guest. Stu, one more thought about your mom. I know you spent a number of recent months with her, and that time with her was so important to you. You also said something on Twitter, and I'm just going to paraphrase. It's so important. Love on your mom. Love on your mom. Why is that something that you wanted to tweet and a message you wanted to share?
You know, I have spent professionally in the game of baseball 44 years. You know, and during my playing days, especially being in Oakland, I had the opportunity to be around my mother a lot, a lot. After my playing days, taking different job opportunities, coaching opportunities in different places, you know, I was, I guess, limited to just holidays. You know, see her on Christmas, see her Thanksgiving, see her New Year's, and occasionally if I'm in town. And then as she, my mother had dementia, and that is the cause of her death. So as she got older, and, you know, I was telling people that, you know, COVID, though it's been devastating for our country, but the bright side of COVID for me is that I've had the opportunity to be home and be around my mother for the last 3, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, whatever the case may be. And that time has been special. And I, you know, it's not good to see a family relative, your mom, your dad, anyone go through the changes that dementia puts you through. But I think, you know, having that time with her gave me an opportunity to look into myself and see who I am as a human being. And it also gave me an opportunity to spend precious time with her that since I was 21, 22 years old, I've never had the opportunity to do. And so the reason why I sent that tweet was to just have people understand that our time on this earth alone, it seems like it's a long time, but it goes quickly. And your mother and most mothers in this country are your backbone. They're the sweetness in who you are, and in some ways they are the sweetness and strength of who you are. And I think it's just a shame that you don't spend time with your mom who basically is the strength of your family. If you don't get the opportunity to do that, or you're not doing it, when the last moment comes, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on the things that you should have had the opportunity to do. And reflecting back is not the same as actually having that time. And so that's why I sent it. When you, if you have the opportunity to do it, you should do it. And I encourage you to do it. Spend time with your mother, love on her, have conversations that you didn't get an opportunity to have with her, and just enjoy that time.
So well said, Dave. Dave Stewart, my guest. Former MLB great Dave Stewart, my guest. And again, Stu, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for sharing that. I want to ask you as well, you're on the board of directors and advisory committee of the Music City Baseball Group. It's trying to bring a major league team to Nashville. Now, Stu, you're also one of five black general managers in the history of Major League Baseball. There has never been a black ownership group in baseball. How much would it mean to you to be a part of that, and how vital is that for the game to have that?
You know, I think in this day and time, you know, baseball may be the oldest major sport in America. And, you know, black ownership, I believe in the game of baseball, it's needed right now, and baseball should be ready for it. I think that would be another barrier for baseball. That needs to be broken. You know, baseball brought Jackie Robinson in. He was the first Negro League player. So I think, you know, black ownership, having black ownership in baseball, that breaks another barrier, but it opens up and it serves as an example to all of the major sports. You know, Michael Jordan is in basketball, but all of the major sports, I mean, and it now creates an opportunity in other sports that says all people are invited to be involved in ownership, major ownership in major franchises across America. And I just think it sends a message across the country that needs to be heard, especially in this day and time.
You know, Stu, Bruce Maxwell was the first player in baseball to kneel to protest racial and social injustice. He did that back in 2017 and then was out of Major League Baseball for a bit. He reportedly signed with the Mets this week. What's it mean to you to see him back in the bigs?
You know, it's crazy. Our company, our sports management company, represents Bruce, and the deal was done by Lonnie Murray. And you know, having Bruce back in the game is crazy, because the conversation had with Brody was that, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. And I thought that those were great words by Brody. You know, and having dealt with Allard Baird and Brody in this process, it was apparent. I mean, and they did their due diligence. There were a lot of things that were found out about Bruce that during the period of time that at his hardest period of time, there was a lot of controversial stuff, and some of it was not true, the things that were reported. So they did their due diligence on that side of it. They talked to people who knew him and found out what kind of man he is. And then they decided to make the decision to hire him. And you know, Bruce is a qualified major league catcher. I would say that I would challenge you that he's probably as good as or better than a lot of the frontline guys that are at the major leagues right now. And in the major leagues, they're starving for somebody that can play that position and play it well at this time. And so, you know, hats off to Brody and Allard Baird over at the Mets for giving Bruce the opportunity and the second chance, because I'm not too well. I know for a fact last year when we were looking for jobs for him, and we knew that for organizations that needed catching, nobody would touch him. And so to open the door for him to have the opportunity to come back, I think is a great thing for Bruce, and I really think it's a great thing for baseball.
Dave Stewart, my guest. I want to reiterate, Stu, you played the game at the highest level. You had an amazing career. You went on to become a player agent. You went on to become a general manager. You might be a part of an ownership group. So you've been on both sides or all sides of everything. I'm curious. I know you've been really busy with really important things, so maybe you didn't fully see what happened with Joe Kelly and the Astros on Tuesday night. He gets an 8-game suspension for throwing at Alex Bregman, taunting Carlos Correa after striking him out. Kelly insists it was not intentional, but the thinking is he did it in retaliation for the Astros stealing signs in 2017. I want to get your thoughts. What's your reaction to the sign stealing scandal and the way the league handled the punishment of the Astros?
You know, the sign stealing scandal, I thought the punishment, quite frankly, I mean, it sent the message, but I thought that it was light. But when you look at the opportunity, and I have to take the other side of it, when there's a crime, a murder or a robbery, and you have people that were involved in the crime to help you solve the problem, then there's some leniency in the sentence. And so I realized that the commissioner needed the players from the Astros to help them with their investigation to come up with what exactly happened, who was involved, and how they were involved. But I felt that the overall ruling on it, I thought it was light for what really happened and how they used the system to do what they did.
Makes me wonder, Stu, like, based on the reaction on Twitter from MLB players on other teams, it would seem like a lot of them are still really angry, really angry. Do you think there's going to be more pitchers and more opposing players who try to send a message to Astro players over the course of the year?
Well, I definitely think that it's not over. Without a doubt, it's not over. I think that the Dodgers situation, as we saw, and quite frankly, I'm not really sure that Kelly was throwing at Correa. I know that there were two breaking balls in there that broke on the inside part of the plate. Nonetheless, they're 86, 87 mile an hour breaking balls, and they were at a head level, which I don't think anybody approves of, and a fastball that was head level. I don't think anybody approves of that, but I'm not too sure that he was throwing at him. And will more of this happen in the game? There's no doubt in my mind that there's more to come. Because what happened and what the Astros did and how they manipulated the system and how they went about their business to help them win was, I mean, it wasn't like you're standing at second base and you're giving signs from second base and that can be picked up. They did it in the highest level of secrecy to help them accomplish or give them an edge over the rest of the league. And so there's no doubt that there's going to be more retaliation.
Dave Stewart, my guest. I agree with you, Stu. Now, I mentioned all the things you've done in baseball, and then you've got this whole life aside from baseball. I mentioned off the top you were continuing your work with Zen Bomb. You launched a new hemp line, which is now available at Rite Aid, which is great, as well as hand sanitizer. How are things going with Zen Bomb?
You know, Zen is doing great. We are, if not the only, one of the only all-natural pain relief bombs. And, I mean, we're made with all natural ingredients. And, you know, Jim, we talked about this. In this day and time, you know, there are addictive pain relievers out there that, quite frankly, don't do anybody good. Zen Bomb is a pain relief bomb. It's all natural. The only addiction is that you feel good every time you use it, and so you want to use it more. But, I mean, we're just in a period of time when the nation is going towards clean ways to take care of your body and take care of, once you take care of your body, then obviously it's relief for your mind. So Zen is doing well. It's selling in Rite Aid. We just came out with a hemp infused line, which we're the first hemp infused line in Rite Aid history. So we're really happy with that and proud of that. And so someone would say, well, what does hemp mean? All hemp means is that though we had the natural pain reliever, now you've got something that's almost like a blast now in pain relief. And so the hemp line is doing well. And you mentioned we've got our hand sanitizer, which that came about in a crazy way. It was by accident, and we ended up doing the hand sanitizing business. And everybody knows now in this day and time with COVID, hand sanitizer is going to be a necessity everywhere you go, keeping your hands clean, social distancing, wearing your mask. So hand sanitizer is now going to be a part of everything that you do. We're priced very, very well versus our competitors. And once again, we've got the same ingredients as some of our competitors out there, but we're priced better. It makes it easier for you to purchase and keep your shelves stocked.
Stu, really quickly, like when this first dropped and I wanted to get a thermometer, I couldn't find one and I was kind of panicked. And this was just in the very early days of the pandemic. I hit eBay and I'm ashamed to say, but I mean, I was so panicked. I dropped like $300 on one of those radar thermometers. I know you, Stu. I know what you're about. I know you're not going to gouge anybody like that guy did me, because that really pissed me off.
No, man, our prices are so much better. What's going to end up happening with the competitors out there is that their prices are going to end up coming back to where they should be. And we're already where the prices should be. We're affordable. We've got 2 ounce, 3 ounce, 4 ounce, 6 ounce, 5 liter. And if you're a big company, we've got 200 liter barrels.
That's Zen Bomb, and there is a brand new hemp line, and it's available at Rite Aid. My guest, Dave Stewart, 3-time World Series winner as a player. I ran down that resume. It's even too long for me to run down again. Stu, I want to reiterate, I am very sorry for your loss. I really appreciate you and the friendship, and so good to have you on the show, Stu.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me.
Dave Stewart, my guest. Thank you for doing it, Stu. I can only imagine the loss that he suffered, and for Stu to show up like that. We did a podcast with him earlier where we went even deeper, took an even deeper dive on all of these issues. But I wanted to make sure that for whatever reason, those of you who missed the podcast get some of that, because I thought that message was so powerful. It's Dave Stewart, former MLB-er.